Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also want to invite you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs under the radio tab. We also have Bible videos on a host of subjects under the special study tabs under Bible videos. Please give them a look. They're 30 minutes in length. There's also a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. I hope you'll give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you need for God in your life. You have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord. In the last few months, we have been discussing the writings of Peter in 1 Peter. We are now in chapter number 3, and last week we concluded by looking at chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. This morning, we want to pick up our study in chapter 3, verse 7. As we begin, let us read 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Now, in this passage, it gives a responsibility to the husbands. We need to understand, as we discussed last week, that the wife, in her role as given by God, is one of submission to the headship and the leadership of her husband. Now, many, unfortunately, in the secular world, and even some in the religious world, believe that this makes woman inferior, and somehow that she's being demeaned by being in that role. Nothing could be further from the truth. God gives both man and woman roles, and husbands and wives and mothers and fathers. We need to understand that as men, we have divine responsibility given to us by God. Notice in this text, husbands who understand. It says, dwell with them with understanding. What does that mean, to dwell with them with understanding? What the word says about wives and husbands? We need to understand our roles and our responsibilities. We need to understand the nature of this relationship. We need to understand about women, how they differ from men, not just physically, but emotionally, and that their needs must be met, and that is our responsibility. His particular wife, how different is she from other women? She's not other women, she's your wife. And you should know her and know the things that she needs and the person that she is. We need to be considerate. We need to be sensitive to her feelings and her needs. Anyone who believes that man is just to be a tyrant or that he just lords it over his wife, being in the headship role, does not understand biblical principle. He has a divine responsibility to treat her in such a way that he shows her honor and respect. He's to treat her with honor. That means to esteem her. That means to respect her and her feelings and her judgment and her person. She's not a thing. She's not a servant. And she's not inferior. She's not a doormat. She's not there to answer at your beck and call. That's not according to God's practice and His design. He's to treat her as a weaker vessel. Now, what does that mean, as a weaker vessel? Like an earthen vessel. In the classical Greek, that means to use as an instrument, a helper, or an aid. When we look at the word weaker, we're just meaning she's more fragile, she's more feeble, she's tender, she's delicate, she's more apt to fatigue. She's not rough or rugged, or has a hardy frame and a body that he does. And her emotions are different. Her needs are different. And if we're going to be successful in our marriage and our relationship with our wives, then we must, of necessity, we must understand her. And that's going to take time and effort. Treat her as an equal. Yes, you're in the leadership role, and she is to be submissive, but that doesn't make her inferior, and that doesn't mean that you're superior. He has no advantage over her in things that really matter, according to Galatians 3, verse 28, all things are equal in the sight of God. He's equal to all the enjoyments of her life. And so we need to understand that we need to look at the person, and we need to come to understand her needs, and the things that we can do to make her life better. We are there in order to help her have a better life. We are not there to demonstrate any ill will. We're not to mistreat her. Ephesians chapter 5 says we're to love her as Christ loved the church and gave his life for her. Now, what's the effects when we draw with her and with understanding? Well, first of all, we're going to glorify God. It's according to his obedience. We are required to treat her with respect and to understand her. Obey not the word, not obey the gospel, not obey and stubborn, rebellious, without the word. What does it mean without the word? You may not be able to win your husband over by the word, by having a Bible study, but you can by the conduct of your life. We looked at this last week when we looked at the role of the woman. Without nagging, without fussing, and without trying to lord it over him, but we try to win him over by being faithful to the Lord. How is he won? Well, behold, carefully he watches and observes the way that the wife conducts herself, how she subjects herself to him, how she loves the Lord, how she loves him. He conducts by manner of life, particularly how she respects and obeys him will have a long way in how he views the Lord. This is an instance where silent eloquence is more effective than vigorous and vehement debate. For when the husband found what a happy influence the gospel had in making their wives sweet-tempered, dutiful in every respect, they could not but entertain a good opinion of religion, which produces excellent effects and excellent results. And so, we need to understand that working together as husband and wife in the way that God has designed that relationship will bring happiness to both the man and the woman. It also will be a good influence on both parties. And it will also be an excellent example for people in the world who do not understand and do not have very good marriages and have no divine concept. But I want you to also understand the end of this verse. It says that you might be heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Notice, our prayers could be hindered if we're not living right, if we're not living honorably and according to God's precepts and his commands. This means our whole spiritual relationship. It's not in fellowship. Our worship is vain. Our hope is gone. And we really don't have a good relationship with God. Know what it takes to hinder. The context is not about divorce. It's merely not living with her with understanding. Should be first concern. Too often the first thought is financial ruin, emotional effect on the kids, worse, spiritual. Some think this suggests family prayer. No, it's suggesting a relationship that we have with God is changed and hindered if we have a poor relationship at home. It's viewed as being very precious by God. It's of great value. God is pleased. And we need to understand that having a good marital relationship puts us in good standing with each other in the roles that we have, but also, more importantly, it puts us in a good standing with God. It helps us understand that we are in the proper fellowship with God. Now, let us go back and try to put these two parts together. Yes, in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 through 7, we have two roles, the wife and the husband. And as we discussed last week, the emphasis to the wife is that her beauty and her attractiveness not be with outward beauty, but her inner character. Now, the husband can help that. How does he help that? He helps that by treating her with understanding, by understanding her needs, by understanding that she is a woman, understanding her emotions, respecting her intelligence, respecting her insight, respecting her input, and not treating her in a demeaning or inferior way. If we do that, then we will hinder that relationship with our mate, and we will hinder our relationship with God. You can be just as lost, ladies and gentlemen, for being a poor husband or poor wife as you can for never knowing God. We are responsible by God in order to do the things in our relationships that demonstrate that we belong to Him. Let me read you a couple of passages. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to read verse 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. The scripture says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." You see, our bodies and our lives belong to God. And the way that we conduct ourselves in our physical body should bring glory and honor to God. I also want to go back for just a moment and read some passages from Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 25. It says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the word by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one yet hateth his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church." Notice, he nourishes it and cherishes it. We are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And we are to demonstrate that by our conduct in this relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, husbands and wives have responsibilities given them by God. In summing it up, the wife is under submission to her husband in everything, Ephesians 5:24. He is the role and the headship in both the physical and the spiritual realm. He is to lead by example. He is to lead by his conduct, and he is to lead by the way that he treats her. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that marriage would be better, and there would be less divorce, there would be less unhappiness, there would be less breakups, there would be less love and a stronger love in marriage if men and women followed the example and the instructions given by God in His Word, who created man and woman, who created the institution of marriage, who made its parameters and its design, and who knows it better than anyone else. If you want to have a good marriage, if you want to have a good relationship with God, then you need to follow His instruction in every area in your life, both in the physical and in the spiritual. And so as we conclude this morning, we need to understand as we study in 1 Peter chapter 3, let us reread verse number 7, because that's been our focus in our lesson this morning. In 1 Peter 3 and verse number 7, Peter wrote, "Husbands, likewise dwell with your wives with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not might be hindered." Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to go to heaven, if we want to be heirs together of the grace of life, and if we want our prayers to go up to the throne of God, then we're going to have good relationships. We're going to have to treat each other in the way that God has told us. And if we do not, we're going to hinder our relationship with God, even to the point of hindering our prayers that will not be heard by God. Dear friend, what kind of husband and wife are you? Are you following the instructions of God, or are you following the instructions of the world? I suggest you follow God. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day. Have a blessed day.